Dictation for Mark Mills, M-I-L-L-S, May 1961. Address as a letter to Dr. Freestone, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, a consultation for Mr. Mills with progressive chronic kidney disease. He has liver cirrhosis with evidence of portal hypertension ascites. Paracentesis few weeks ago, 5 liters done. In the hospital, 3 liters as outpatient. No malignancy, no infection. Typical transudate from cirrhosis. Comes accompanied with sun. Weight is down, although how much of this represents diuresis and fluid removal. His weight is down, poor appetite, denies vomiting dysphagia. The last few months, EGD done, portal gastropathy, biopsy negative for H. pylori or malignancy. He denies active bleeding with normal stools, consistency, and color. He has some degree of frequency, nocturia, but denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. No major incontinence. He still has his prostate. He's doing low sodium. Leg edema improved. Chronic neuropathy, but no ulcers. No severe claudication. Chronic history of gout. Foot, but also hands. Complaining of feeling weak, chronic dyspnea, mostly on activity but also at rest, however no orthopnea, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, just feeling weak, tired. There was also recent upper respiratory symptoms. He was given Bactrin. Next paragraph, the past medical history for obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension for many years, diabetes the last few years without evidence of retinopathy. He denies any history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIAs or stroke or seizures. He is not aware of coronary artery disease, CHF or heart problems. He has liver cirrhosis, probably prior alcohol abuse as well as obesity, non-alcoholic hepatitis, prior colonoscopy, no malignancy. Next paragraph, surgeries for bilateral carpal tunnel and left-sided wrist tendon. Next paragraph, side effects to Bactrin. Next paragraph, pressing medications. Zetia, folic acid, Prilosec. Medication that he is not taking anymore, allopurinol, off the aspirin, off Lipitor, off the Flonase, Glipizide, off Indometacin, Metoprolol, Bicarbonate. Next paragraph. He smoked briefly, few years as a young adult, otherwise alcohol on a regular basis, mostly beer, that has been discontinued in April. Next paragraph, father was on dialysis for a short period of time at the end of his life. Next paragraph, on physical exam, chronically ill, pressing way down to 222, blood pressure 110 over 95, decreased hearing, normal speech, obesity, tachypnea, tachycardia, 124 but regular, normal eye movements, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, question JVD, no palpable neck masses, thyroid on lymph nodes, distant lung sounds, breath sounds decrease on bases, no pericardial wrap, distended abdomen ascites, few varicose veins, no peritoneal signs, some peripheral edema and varicose veins, no ulcers, no asterisks, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, creatinine has progressively risen. At the time of exposure to Bactrim as high as 2.6. Early this year, baseline between 1.3 and 1.5 of the Bactrim, presently down to 1.79. There is a normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21, low albumin at 3, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus not elevated, glucose in the 140s. Urine negative for protein, negative for blood, no evidence of infection. If this will be a steady state, GFR representing 42, does have anemia 11 with macrocytosis at 103, a normal white blood cell platelet, RDW increase at 18. The peritoneal fluid, predominance of lymphocytes, monocytes, very low albumin, less than 1.5, negative for malignancy on cytology, last BNP 107, normal being 100, last lipase normal, ammonia elevated 38, elevated gamma GT, alpha fetoprotein as a tumor marker not elevated less than 8. Testing for hereditary hemochromocytosis was negative. Hepatitis ABC not reactive. High level of B12. Normal folic acid. No monoclonal protein. low level of IgG. No monoclonal free light change. Normal iron saturation. Low uric acid, 2.9. Cryoferritin elevated 900. CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast. Enlargement of the spleen. Irregular liver margins. No acute kidney abnormalities, large amount of ascites, normal spirometry. There has been also an MRI of the abdomen with and without contrast. No enhancing lesions. At that time, there was no ascites, and this is from February. He is following through gastroenterology, cardiology, and supposed to go Henry IV for an opinion about liver disease and transplant. A recent echo. Right ventricle is considered normal and ejection fraction normal in the 65-70%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Mark has developed progressive renal failure, likely associated to chronic liver disease, liver cirrhosis, portal hypertension, ascites, with findings of portal gastropathy on EGD. Urine shows no activity to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Recent imaging, no kidney obstruction or urinary retention. This is likely a cardiorenal syndrome. Type 2. We'll monitor chemistries, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. He needs to follow aggressively with liver disease and gastroenterologies. They are managing and monitoring anemia and macrocytosis. Discuss with patient and son that this can progress to renal failure requiring dialysis if that's what he wants to do. Hepatorenal syndrome is difficult to treat without a liver transplant. He's not drinking alcohol anymore. Most of the medication has been discontinued. All issues discussed at length, as well as extensive evaluation of outside records. End of dictation.